Tempers were already reaching boiling point when the government ordered the arrest of Leonidas Issa, leader of Ecuador's Confederation of Indigenous Peoples. The powerful organization had just begun a national strike to demand that fuel, food, and fertilizer prices be lowered and frozen. Shortly before the arrest, Issa had sent a stern message to President Guillermo Lasso.
If the president does not respond to any of our demands, then we will continue indefinitely.
Ecuador's acute economic crisis, made much worse by the pandemic, has led to a sharp rise in prices, hunger, and malnutrition. Issa's arrest has angered indigenous communities that produce the lion's share of the country's fresh food. In Ecuador's Amazon region, the combative indigenous organization that represents more than 1,500 communities is calling for a national uprising. La detención de
nuestro máximo líder. The Ecuadorian state has kidnapped our leader. I'm summoning all the presidents of all indigenous nationalities, organizations, federations, communities to rise up and march and reach every city in the country.
It's not an empty threat. Less than 3 years ago, the Indigenous Confederation brought Ecuador's previous government to its knees through strikes and sometimes violent public protests. After paralyzing the country for 10 days, the government caved in to demands to retract the increase in fuel prices, as required by the IMF. President Lasso says Issa's arrest is to prevent those whom he accuses of spreading instability from paralyzing the country again.
The arrest of the intellectual and material authors of violent acts has begun. Now it is up to the public prosecutor's office and the courts to act, because no one is above the law.
But all indications are that the government's response to mounting unrest is likely to make an already explosive situation even worse. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera.